Whether trade promotes growth used to be a very controversial question. It's less so today, I think, in large part because of the development of better empirical evidence. And that's what we're going to look at now. Here's a graph we showed earlier, which shows that GDP per capita in landlocked nations is much lower than in nations which have access to the coast. And indeed, if you take a look at the landlocked nations, among them are some of the poorest countries in the world, like Rwanda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. There's a few rich countries, Austria and so forth, but these tend to be the exceptions. Being landlocked is bad for growth. Now, that's important because it tells us something about policy. Being landlocked is something like having high tariffs. It's a sort of a natural experiment in having high tariffs. Here's Henry George, a famous 19th century proponent of free trade. Echoing a statement I quoted earlier from Adam Smith, Henry George says, "If to prevent trade were to stimulate industry and promote prosperity, then the natural protection to home industry, offered by rugged mountain chains, by burning deserts, or by seas too wide and tempestuous for the frail bark of the early mariner, would have given us the first glimmerings of civilization and shown its most rapid growth. But, in fact, it is where trade could best be carried on that we find wealth first accumulating and civilization beginning. It is on accessible harbors, by navigable rivers, and much-traveled highways that we find cities arising and the arts and sciences developing." So Henry George is saying it's not places which have natural tariffs which have a lot of growth and wealth. It's places which have naturally low tariffs. So that tells us something about policy. Here, in fact, is a graph showing countries between 1965 and 2000, and they've been labeled according to their tariff barriers, their non-tariff barriers, interventions with the exchange rate, and other factors determining how open they are, policy factors. And what it shows is that average GDP per capita in countries which were always closed during this time is much lower than in countries which were always open. And indeed, the more open the countries, the higher was GDP per capita. So this is a equivalent to our natural tariff barriers, our mountain ranges, also showing the same relationship with tariff barriers, with our policy choices. More open economies tend to have higher GDP per capita. Now, these kind of results have been questioned because they don't control for other factors. Maybe there's something different about open economies, and it's not due to trade, but due to something else, which makes them have high GDP per capita. So let's take another look at a different approach to this problem. Here from a paper by Vaxia and Welch is a graph showing growth rates before and after major changes in trade liberalization. These has taken over 50 years or so for many different countries over different time periods. And what you see is that after liberalization, you see a much higher growth rate, in fact, 1.5 percentage points higher than before liberalization. Also notice, by the way, that liberalization is often preceded by a number of bad years. So crises is often what it takes to generate reform. But when you do get reform, you get a big increase in growth rates. That's really quite a stunning increase, a 1.5 percentage point increase in growth rates after major increases in liberalization is a really important change. James Fierer, another economist, has looked at the influence of trade through the use of a great natural experiment, the closing of the Suez Canal. So because of the Six-Day War between Israel and Egypt, Syria, and Jordan, Egypt very quickly closed the Suez Canal in 1967. It was closed for 8 years until 1975. And in fact, Egypt closed the canal down so quickly that 15 cargo ships were actually trapped within the canal for 8 years. Amazing. Now, the Suez Canal greatly reduced the distance between some pairs of countries, but had little or no effect on other pairs of countries who had access to either a trade route which is at least as good as the Suez Canal, or in fact, which was better than the Suez Canal. So what Fierer does is he looks at what happens to trade and what happens to income in those countries those pairs of countries which were most affected by the closing down of the Suez Canal. So another way of thinking about this is that the closing of the Suez Canal was like an exogenous increase, like a random increase in tariff barriers. It was as if you picked from a handful of countries and you said randomly, okay, you guys are going to have much larger tariff barriers.